Welcome in. Today we're doing an old-school rave piano hooks masterclass for drama and bass, but with a modern mindset. Clean routing, clean control, and a hook that hits like 90s jungle without wrecking your mix. This is intermediate level. I'm assuming you can make MIDI clips. You know Ableton's basics, and you've routed a few things before. The goal is simple. A 2-4 bar piano hook that feels instantly rave, sits above the bass, doesn't smear the snare, and actually stays interesting across a proper DNB arrangement. Alright, let's build the foundation first so the piano basically writes itself. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Pick a minor key that behaves well with rolling bass. F minor, G minor, D minor, all easy wins. And make sure you've got at least a basic drum loop running. Kick, snare, hats. Don't write the hook in silence. In DNB, the snare on 2 and 4 is your anchor, and classic rave piano loves to answer that snare. Now before we touch a single chord, we're going to set up routing. This is the part everyone skips, and then later you're buried in random reverbs and you can't mix anything. Do it now. Thank yourself later. Create 2 MIDI tracks. Name the first one piano main. Name the second one piano layer. Select both and group them. Name the group piano bus. That bus is going to be your single fader for the whole hook, plus where you'll put glue processing and sidechains so everything breathes together. Next, create 2 return tracks. Return A is going to be your rave verb. Return B is your rave delay. The reason we do this on returns is consistency and control. One shared space, one shared delay character, and your piano stays mixable. If you insert separate reverbs on every layer, you get facey chaos, and you'll fight it forever. On return A, add hybrid reverb. Go plate, or hall if you want it bigger. Set decay somewhere around 1.8 to 3.2 seconds. Give it a pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the dry stab still punches before the wash arrives. Then filter it. Low cut around 250 to 400 HC, high cut around 7 to 10 KHC. And because it's a return, the mix is 100% wet. After the reverb, at EQ 8, high pass again in that 250 to 400 range if you need extra cleanup. If the reverb gets bitey, do a small dip around 2 to 4 KHC. Optional but useful. Add a gentle compressor after the EQ, like 2 to 1 ratio, slowish attack, medium release, just to keep the tail from jumping out unpredictably. On return B, add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 HZ, low pass around 6 to 8 KHZ. Keep it tucked in the mids. Add just a touch of modulation so it isn't a static repeat. Mix is 100% wet. If you want extra rave grit, put a saturator after echo and push 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip style. Now, sidechain source. Ideally you've got a drum bus already, and that's perfect. If you don't, you can make a ghost trigger, a muted click or short kick playing a simple two-step pattern. The goal is not pumping for Instagram. The goal is space so drums stay king. Cool. Routing is clean. Now we choose a piano sound that behaves in DNB. Old school rave piano is bright, percussive, slightly chorused, and often kind of sample-ish. You can go classic with a piano stab sample in simpler or sampler. Or you can build a modern, controllable version. A decent piano-ish source on the main, plus a synthetic layer for bite. On piano main, load your piano source. Then do tone shaping first. This is important. Tone shaping is what still sounds good even if you mute the returns. Vibe effects come later. At EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 HZ. You do not need piano lows in drum and bass. That's bass territory, that's res territory, that's sub territory. If you want a bit more air, add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 KHZ, but don't force it. Brightness gets harsh fast in this genre. Next, add saturator. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the piano starts to feel like a thing that can compete with drums. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening it, we're stabilizing it. Now send it to your returns. Start your reverb send around minus 15 to minus 8 dB. Delay maybe minus 18 to minus 10. Subtle first. Remember, if the hook only feels exciting when the reverb is loud, the core sound isn't finished yet. On piano layer, we're doing seasoning. Keep it quieter than the main. This layer can be wavy-able with a plucky triangle saw blend, short amp envelope, so it's stabby. Filter it to focus mids, and then a tiny bit of distortion for edge. You can even make it lo-fi but not small, a little redux, like 12 to 14 bits, minimal downsample, then a band passish auto filter to focus the mids, then saturator after. Blend it low, you should miss it when it's gone, but not notice it as a second piano when it's there. Alright, now we write the hook, and this is where the mindset matters. Coach note, write like a sampler, not like a pianist. Short notes, consistent decay, and intentional gaps. If everything overlaps, it stops feeling like sampled rave stabs and starts feeling like you're comping chords, which is not the vibe. Let's pick an example key, F minor. Here's a classic chord palette that screams rave but still works in rolling D and B. F minor, D flat, E flat, C minor, that's FM, DB, EB, CDM. A simple two-bar loop could be bar 1, FM to DB, bar 2, EB to CDM. You can loop that and it immediately feels like that era. Now the secret weapon, inversions. Don't just play root position blocks. Old school hooks often have a recognizable melodic thread inside the chord voicing, usually the top note. So pick one signature top note area per phrase. In F minor, you might hover around AB, G, F. Your inversions should serve that top note path. Try voicings like this. For FM, AB, C, F. For DB, AB, D, B, F. For EB, G, B, B, EB. For CDM, G, C, EB. Hear what's happening. The top note moves in a way that feels like a hook, even though you're just playing chords. That's how those classic stabs get stuck in your head. Now rhythm. Stabs, not pads. Think note lengths between a 16th and an 8th. Place stabs as pickups into the snare, and in the gaps between kicks. If your piano is sitting right on top of every drum hit, you're masking transients. If it's dancing around them, you're enhancing the groove. Here's a practical starting pattern for bar 1. Put stabs on the downbeat, then a little after, then one before the snare, then early in beat 3. Another little nudge, and one before beat 4 lands. Don't worry, if you're not counting subdivisions perfectly, use your ears with the snare as they anchor. The idea is, create forward motion toward 2 and 4. Once you have a basic rhythm, add swing. Go to groove pool, grab a swing 16 groove, set it around 10 to 20%. Apply it to the piano clip only. Keep your drums tight. Let the piano do the shuffling. Now we humanize, but we do it like 90s sampling, not like sloppy playing. Aim velocities roughly 70 to 110. Accents often live on the stabs that answer into the snare. And for micro timing, here's a rule of thumb. Push some stabs slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, to feel weighty. But keep one anchor stab per bar dead on the grid so the groove doesn't wobble. That anchor is like the spine of the pattern. If you want a quick method, put the MIDI velocity device before the instrument and add a little random, like 5 to 12, or do it manually for control. Now we add the rave part, width and movement, but mono safe. On piano main, after your tone shaping, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode, amount around 20 to 40%, rate between 0.2 and 0.6 Hz, width 80 to 120%. That shimmer is the classic wide piano feel. Then add auto filter for arrangement movement. Low pass 24 dB mode is perfect. In your intro, maybe you're down around 300 Hz up to 1.5 kHz, so it's muffled and teasing. In the drop, open it up, maybe 2 to 10 kHz depending on brightness. If you like working clean, put these into an instrument rack and map cutoff to a macro so you can automate one knob. Add utility. Set bass mono somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, and keep width sane, like 90 to 120%. If your mix collapses in mono, pull width back, or move chorus primarily to the layer or to the returns. Quick extra, a very effective trick is making the reverb wider than the dry. On your reverb return, after EQ, add utility and push width to around 120 to 150%. Dry stays readable, space goes wide. Super club friendly. Now sidechain. This is where the hook becomes mix ready. On the piano bus, add a compressor. Enable sidechain and choose your drum bus or your ghost trigger. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on the tempo feel. You're aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the drum hits. You should feel the piano tuck out of the way, but not disappear. If you want extra snare clarity, you can add a second compressor after the first and sidechain adjust to the snare bus. Very lightly, like 1 to 3 dB. That can keep the crack of the snare clean without overpumping to the kick. Now arrangement. This is where most hooks die. People make a great two-bar loop and then paste it for 64 bars. Don't do that. Same chords can stay interesting if articulation and density change. Here's a strong 32-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8, Main version, full brightness, bars 9 to 16, call and response, one bar hook, next bar give space or answer with a shorter stab pattern. You're letting drums and bass talk. Bars 17 to 24, octave lift or extra layer, bring piano layer up an octave, plus 12 semitones, but keep it quiet. It adds excitement without changing harmony. Bars 25 to 32, deconstruct and fill. Filter down the last two bars, then do a big reverb throw on the final stab into the next section. And here are fast transition automations that sound expensive. A momentary spike of reverb send on the last stab of a phrase, then right back down. That's a reverb throw. Push delay feedback from around 25% up to 45% for literally one beat, then return it. It creates a little tail that catches the ear. Ramp the auto filter cutoff over 8 bars to build energy, but don't rely on that alone. You can also automate chorus amount, less in the verse, more in the drop, or automate reverb pre-delay. Shorter feels closer, longer feels bigger. Arrangement upgrade idea I love. One beat negative space every 4 bars. Just remove the last stab or mute the piano for one beat. That tiny gap makes the next hit feel massive and gives the snare authority. Now mix placement, the final check so it sits with bass and snare. On piano bus, add EQ8 for surgical cleanup. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz depending on your bass line. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's fighting the snare crack, carve tiny notches where you need them, often somewhere around 180 to 220 Hz or 2 to 3 kHz depending on your snare. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Optional, a limiter, very gentle, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Only shave 1 to 2 dB of peak so the piano stays consistent. Now a quick bus gain staging check, because it matters for predictable returns and sidechain behavior. With drums and bass playing, aim for the piano bus peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS before any final limiter. If you're slamming hotter than that, your sends and compressors will react weirdly and you'll think it's a sound design problem when it's really just gain staging. Advanced variations, quick but powerful. Try the two-layer rhythm split trick. Piano main plays fewer, more important stabs, basically the identity of the hook. Piano layer fills tiny gaps with quieter offbeats or 16th nudges. This audio version is shortened for playback.